Mike?
I think another consideration as well is in the Hanks study, the survival benefit was not seen because of what has been suggested as an increased number of non-cancer-related deaths. And it's at least been hypothesized that the longer courses of hormonal therapy may in this elderly patient population increase coronary artery disease or its manifestations. And I think that is certainly another consideration we have to factor into the...
Well, we certainly have data from the original NCI. We have a couple of guys sitting here who were part of the original NCI studies. They were part of the original combination treatment of orchiectomy plus minus antiandrogens. So there's enough long-term data out there that question could certainly be looked at and answered pretty clearly. I mean, you've got studies from Europe, studies from the US, which are at least 20 years old. And if that is a real issue, I think that issue might well have been answered by now. It certainly has been looked at. David, can you address that? I mean, you were part of the NCI 0036 study. Those patients must all be dead by now.
No.
Still alive.
I actually just wrote a paper a few years ago and had an abstract about 10-year survival rates in metastatic cancer. About 8 to 10% of these people are alive 10-plus years. In a lot of cancers, we call that a cure. So I agree with you. You've said that for a long time, that hormone therapy does cure some prostate cancers. I don't think there's any question about it. That data, the BOLA data, the ECOG, SWOG, messing study, wherever you want to call it, 13-year data we have right now, I mean, how long do we have to go before we call it a cure?
Getting back to this issue of cardiovascular mortality, I've been working with Richard Pito, the Oxford statistician in breast cancer, since actually 85 when he first started presenting meta-analyses of breast cancer. I actually was privileged to attend a meeting in Oxford, I think it was about 3 years ago, where he presented, I think, still unpublished data in terms of the next meta-analysis. I remember seeing, and I don't know if you've seen these data or you know anything about the data, on non-prostate cancer mortality in the mainly trials of castration, and it didn't seem to be any different. We know anything more about that or that database?
All we know is it's never been published, and there's a question as to why and what's holding it up, because it's pretty revealing large body of data that I think is important, but it's a puzzle as to why it hasn't hit the peer-reviewed literature.